Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
So how's it going out there? This is Duchess, and you're listening to Inside Matters Talk. Sorry to say, Yahura is not here with me today, and so hopefully she'll be here with me on the 15th. I believe that's when our next show will be. So how's it going on with all of you out there in Blog Talk Radio land? Well, where I am, we've got some freezing rain going on outside. And there's nothing but a lot of ice landing on the ground. I don't know if it's falling out of the sky like that or if it gets like that when it lands on the ground. But that's what we have here in good old Virginia, some freezing rain. I'm house-sitting, so I'm not at my regular studio. And I hope I'm coming through clearly to all of you. March is Power Month. Just thought I'd let you know, everybody know, that this is the month where you're going to get your power thing going on, Power Month. And there's only 19 more days until spring. How about that? I'm doing the countdown for you. 19 days until spring. And when we have our next show, guess what? It'll probably only be 4 more days until spring. Well, you know, I can't wait. Let me give a shout out to my mother. I don't see her on the line yet, but when she comes online, I'll say it again. She had a birthday, and I am so happy to have my mama. She turned 87. You're going to have to excuse me once again. I got this little froggy thing going on in my throat. As everyone knows, I started out the new year with going to urgent care. I had a little bit of bronchitis thing going on there. And a couple of weeks ago, it was my birthday. And I wound up going again. So probably when springtime comes, I can stop hanging out at urgent care and taking all these antibiotics. I understand it's not good to take a lot of antibiotics because after a while, they stop working properly. The lady that I'm house-sitting for, she just called to check in on what was going on with her little people. She's got 3 little pups here and a 6-month-old. Puppy is like having a fit downstairs because she doesn't have her eye on me, but she'll be fine. Show's not that long, and I have the stairwell blocked off so she can't come upstairs and be scratching at the door while we're doing our little live talk online. But I forgot to wish Trudy happy birthday because today is her birthday, and when she called in, called me. To check in on me and the house, I forgot to wish a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Trudy. If you're out there listening, just want to let you know that I remembered. Okay. Well, nope, my mother's not online yet, so she hasn't heard her birthday wishes from me. I had some energy work done a couple of weeks ago, and that might be while I have this this little froggy thing going on in my throat. Because when you have energy work, what happens is you need to drink lots and lots and lots of water because the energy work and massage, it starts loosening up impurities in the body and the toxins start going into the bloodstream, I'm told. And if you don't drink lots of water to flush your system, well, then you're defeating the purpose of your energy work. So that's one of the things that I'm having about with. But neither here, that's neither here nor there. This is the first day of the month of March. And once again, I'm happy to say it's 19 days until springtime. And I'm so looking forward to that. My bones need to be warmed up a little bit more than they have been. But we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. I want to talk about introverts. Most people know about extroverts. They're just all out there. And I want to talk a little bit about how we perceive the imperfections in our life and in our world, and try to recreate those things that's going on around us. And then I want to, if we have enough time, not read the animal medicine cards, but give everyone a birthday or a zodiac Native American animal medicine. How do you say, tell you what, there's this new science out there. You know, everyone comes up with these new things, you know, in astrology and spirituality and new age stuff. Well, it seems that someone has decided to look at each of our zodiac signs, our birthdays, and assign an animal energy totem to that birth, to that birth date. So I would like to give everyone their totem animal if they want for their particular birth sign. And finding your natural totem animal during, you know, with Native American energy is not, this is not the same thing. So don't get me wrong. There's another way for you to find what your totem animals are, because you have more than one. This is just something new where I'll tell you what the birth date is, and rather than give you your zodiac sign, your astrological zodiac sign, I'll give you your Native American Indian sign. And you can go and check that out online once you find out what your animal is. So let's talk about these introverts. I used to think that I was an extrovert because I really, really, really love people. I like people. I enjoy being around them within small doses. But I always thought I liked people, so I always believed I was an extrovert. But as I studied these two personalities, I came to realize that with society, society more or less entombs itself with the extrovert because it has specific images that are projected by the mainstream media. You see on television day and night, you see all of these people, they're happy-go-lucky, they're partying. There's even a commercial that I saw that really fascinated me, because you have the quote-unquote nerds all hanging out and eating and partying and talking about their computer and their internet stuff. So society, the image you have is always of people gathered together and people, you know, being social. And so you look at the extroverts, they usually view introverts as being antisocial or stuck up. Sometimes they look at them as being loners. But even these labels, even with these labels, the introverts will stand, an introvert will stand on his own ground. Now, that's what I found within myself. I like being by myself. I like being with people. But I've been told that I isolate. And I don't think I really isolate. I think I just enjoy me. I enjoy being with me. I don't have a problem taking myself to the movies. I don't have a problem taking myself to dinner. And so if you're finding that you're someone that people think is stuck on yourself or into yourself and you're antisocial, that may not be the case. That may just mean that you enjoy being you and being with you, and that you're complete, and you're complete in your comfort zone, and you're complete in your solitude. And you often find yourself immersed in deep thought and contemplation. Deep thought. I find that that's when I do my best thinking, when I'm all alone. You know, sometimes you have a need for approval by others, but that shouldn't faze you one bit. When you're an extrovert, that's when you feel like you need that approval from others. You know, but introverts realize that all of the answers come from within. And while you may take on social occasions, you often enjoy simply watching the environment around you. And that's totally different from being the center of attention, which many introverts try to avoid. I think in my past, when I have found myself being the center of attention, and especially those times when I have to give a speech or something, and I'm like, all eyes are on me, people used to tell me, oh, my goodness, you sounded so wonderful. Oh, you did that so perfectly. But they do not know what went on inside of me to get me to that point where I was standing in front of people and doing my speaking thing. They don't know how sick I was to my stomach before I had to go out there and do all of that. So, on a metaphysical level, the introvert realizes how we are all connected and we don't need the external approval and attention that is often sought after by the extrovert. I read somewhere that approximately 75% of the world are extroverts, which makes the introvert the minority. Yet the introvert will not succumb to societal pressures in order to conform. Some introverts may be shy, but big difference between shyness and being introverted. I see someone wants to come online and wants to have a little chat with us. Let's see who we have online. Okay.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. We have area code 267. Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Well, it's funny. I just wanted to listen in, but I've been grappling the past couple of days with this introvert, extrovert thing. I recently just had an event here for my brother and his friends and my friends. And I'm a Gemini, so technically I should love that experience, but it was just hell for me, excuse my language. I couldn't wait till everybody got out of the room, and I feel so physically drained and so angry, and I wanted the complete opposite. I don't know what came over me. But
and
I think I could...
Go ahead. Your brother and your son?
No, I don't have kids. This was my brother and his friends. My mother passed last year.
Oh, his friends.
So,
I'm sorry, his friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really, you know, and I've been alone in the house for about a year, and I really want to connect with my brother, and I thought it would be a really great idea to have him and his friends here, as well as my friends. I thought it would be an excellent idea, and I was all excited, and I cooked, and it turned into something completely opposite. And I actually couldn't wait for me to leave because I'm like, I'm going to enjoy myself by myself so much more than what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird. Because I crave wanting to be around everybody. And now I'm just so happy to be alone.
So that's something that's natural. You want to be around people. But you want to be around people and you want to be around people, I would say, in spurts, just little bits of the people. Maybe it was just too many at one time after being alone for so long. You know?
I guess. But I just felt so inept in dealing with everybody. I loved everybody that was there, but I just felt so inept. I felt like I was overtaken by some energy, and I just could not relax, and I could not enjoy everybody. It was strange. It's kind of nice because now I can be alone and not be upset that I'm without people.
Right, and you can also know that sometimes when we're around a lot of people, they draw on our energy. They pull our energy, you know?
Right, and I was just impressed before I called you to look up an article about energy cords, and they are invisible to some people, namely myself, but they're felt. I know there's people talented enough or gifted enough to see those actual energy cords, and that's exactly how I felt, like a vacuum between my brother and I was just being sucked right out of me, all my energy. You know, when I expected to be uplifted, I was completely drained.
Well, do you know how to get that back? You know how to get your energy back?
You can tell me.
Well, there are a number of ways. When you are alone, what you can do is what we call take a white light bath.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to take showers, but a candlelight bath, and you put a quarter cup of sea salt, quarter cup of baking soda, and if you have some essential oil, or you can just put some plain old, your choice of a bubble bath, and just soak in it.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine all of those energies just rolling off of you into the water, because water is purifying. Water is it's comforting. Water is cleansing. And then if you're a shower person, once you finish doing that, then you can shower down. You know?
Right.
But
this morning I did. I took a shower. I didn't do all the ritualistic stuff, but I felt like a million bucks. I just felt so much better. Yes, because I felt cleaner, but I also felt a weight had been lifted. So, I agree with you there for sure.
And there are also what they call, you know, there are what some people term as the energy vampires. People that just go, like you say, you know, they're the suckers. And they just just drain you. Somebody can walk up to you and just give you a hug out of love and not know that they have just sapped your energy off of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like a sponge. I feel
like that
all
happens.
Of that. Yeah, I feel all of it. And then people just think I'm being a jerk or whatever, but I actually feel their energy without them even talking. And they don't understand why I'm reacting the way I'm reacting. And I hate the way that I'm reacting, but I'm feeling that energy off of them.
Well,
I'm in a bath of negativity. Yeah.
Don't hate the way you're reacting. Know that you need to protect yourself. And that's why you're reacting that way.
I was protecting myself. Yeah, I was screaming last night at my brother and his friends because they were just not acting appropriately. And they thought they were having a great time.
Maybe their activity wasn't appropriate for your basic nature. But usually when I'm going into a huge group of people, from the time I was young and I first got into, you know, the spiritual stuff, or I was taught I needed to put a white light, invisible white light of protection around me. And I used to walk around. Now, you think, you know, now I thought I was weird, but I didn't care. And I guess that's what we introverts are. Once you get into the mode that you have to protect yourself, you really don't care that people think you're weird or you're crazy. You just are. And these are the things that you do to protect you. So it doesn't matter what other people think about how you protect yourself, because you know what you need. And so I would walk around, and I used to feel like I was in this invisible, like I didn't even see it, but I just knew it was the invisible bubble all around me. And I was here, and the rest of the world was out there, and I knew that their energy could not mess with my energy. And that's what you have to do. And when you feel that people's energy is getting overwhelming, then you yourself have to step back. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. You take yourself out. You take yourself and go for a walk. You take yourself and go for a ride.
But oddly, I felt wildly out of control. But I felt, I mean, because I just felt like I had to control everything because I was afraid that someone was going to get hurt or something would have happened to the dog or something bad was going to happen if I didn't control that situation. And I just could not tame the beast.
Control the situation.
You know?
Sometimes it's not meant for us to control the situation, but what we learn is that we are not going to do it that way again. And we also know the protective measures that we have to have in place. The next time we're going to have a group of people of that nature around, we know we want certain safeguards in place before we open up ourselves to that type of activity. That's all. So did that help a little bit?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Great.
You're going to keep talking, and then should I wait to do the animal totem for later?
I'm going to keep talking. Yeah, stay online, listen, you know, put the phone on speaker if you're on the phone. Put it on speaker, you know, and just listen as you move around. You don't have to stay attached to the phone if you don't want to, but be within listening. Within, you know, my voice.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for talking.
You stay
blessed. All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. That was wonderful. Thank you for the caller. Thank you for calling in. Now, you know, you see, that's what a lot of us who are empaths. Empaths are feelers. Empaths absorb the energies around them. And empaths have to protect themselves. And when an empath or someone that you feel or you think is an introvert says they have to go, then they have to go. And people shouldn't make them, you don't have to go. You just got here. Why don't you stay a little bit longer? When they say they got to go, they got to go. Because they may very well be getting ready to explode from the energy that's around them because they cannot control the energy that's around them because that energy is coming from other people. And you can't control other people. So when they say they got to go, they got to go. And they should go. So if you're one of those people who's a feeler, and you know it's your time to step back and step out, then please do so. And don't think about what other people are saying about you or thinking about you, okay? Well, being introverted is the ability to be at social functions without the need for complete social interaction. Now, we can be at social functions, but we don't have to be socially interactive. But I have some examples that I found, and let me share one of them with you. If the introvert party, he or she can easily have conversations with many people but may choose not to. The introvert can have extroverted tendencies. Now, I'm one of those extroverted tendencies persons while still remaining to be an introvert. And many introverts will pick and choose the time and place to be extroverted. So, you know, when you're looking at the time and the place, I may say I'm going to go to this social function and I'm prepared to walk into this social function. But guess what? I brought my car and I took myself there. I didn't ride with someone else because when I feel like I want to leave, I'm prepared to walk out the door and leave. You know, you have introverted people that strike up conversations in the grocery store with people all the time. So, in these situations, the conversation is limited and there's no long-term commitment to continue the conversation. You know, this allows introverts to have social interactions without being forced into it. So, within minutes, the introvert will once again find and tranquility as being an observer. And most of the introverts, they like to be observers. We like to watch the dynamics of the room. We like to watch things going on around us. And we read things going on around us very well. So, but within our solitude, the introvert finds much time to reflect on life, An introvert will have a small group of close friends and will feel comfortable being themselves around these people. Now I'm going to tell you something, a little secret about me, that I have a couple of friends that may listen in, and they'll realize this. I decided I'm going to start a walking group. In my community room, we have an exercise room. Now, when I'm with the walking group that I had in the summertime, maybe four or five people would show up, and they'd be just chatter with each other, you know, and it would be like, I was the quiet one. I listened to everything that they were saying. I just listened to them. I didn't have very much to say. I'm more one-on-one person. And so I decided that now that I want to go into my community room on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, I'm going to meet Catherine and do the treadmill walk in my community room. On Fridays at 9 o'clock, I'm going to meet with Bernadette and do my treadmill walk. And on the weekend, Saturday and or Sunday, I'm going to meet with Andrew and do some treadmill walk. Now, if you see what I've done, rather than have all three of these people all at one time, I'm enjoying each one, one-on-one, individually, so I don't get overwhelmed by all that they may have to say, and I can deal with them one-on-one, one at a time, you know, because that's the way I am. I love people, but I don't love them all converged on top of me. So the extrovert will feel uncomfortable when there is a small break in conversation. The introvert understands that sometimes words do not need to be spoken to appreciate the company of the person they're with. A hug and a smile speak louder than words for the introvert. The introvert is amused by the extrovert and will observe their mannerisms all the time. We like watching the dynamics of the people around us. Okay? Let's see, what else is there to say about introverts? An introvert will tend to be on the outside of a group looking within. Introverts prefer to watch, listen, and observe, and don't talk very much. But when they're with people they feel close to, they will openly talk to them. Matter of fact, they may take over the whole conversation because there's so much that they have absorbed, and so much that they're passionate about, that when they're with someone that they can talk to, they just, and they just grab the conversation. And many people within the spiritual metaphysical belief system, a lot of those are your introverts, and they often look within for the answers. And it can be exhausting. I think it's more exhausting to me for an introvert than an extrovert, because an extrovert has that way of expelling that energy all the time because they get their energy from being around lots of people. So they're like, you know, that reciprocity thing, back and forth thing between the introvert and the extrovert. They got that energy dialogue exchange, whereas you have your introverts, they're holding on to a lot of stuff. You know, and they need to release it, and so they want to release it in the proper way. Okay? They are more apt to understand the principle of oneness and how we are all connected on a deeper level than the extrovert. The extrovert looks for physical approval, and introverts tend to use the right side of their brain and are often musically and artistically inclined. Okay, and they're writers. You know, they're your right brain people. And I don't know. That seems very strange to me, that introverts would be more right brain. That's interesting. Only because I don't see extroverts being so left brain. But then, I could be wrong. Okay, so you have your extroverts and your introverts, and your introverts, they can be poets and philosophers, and they can easily see outside the box. The introvert will question the origins of what society has told us to be truth. And unlike a scientist, an introvert does not need factual data to maintain his or her own beliefs. The metaphysical fields often attract the introvert because of this. Okay? So we have a lot of inner reflection, and that's commonly known by, used by introverts. That inner reflection. So, let's see. There's some myths. How about some common myths about introverts? The first one is introverts don't talk. They don't like to talk. Well, that's not true. I can attest to that because I love to talk when I have something to say. All right? Number two, introverts are shy. Introverts can be shy, but that's not a characteristic of introverts. Okay? Introverts are not shy. And shyness has nothing to do with being an introvert. If you're shy, you're shy. But that doesn't have to mean that you're an introvert or vice versa. Introverts are not necessarily afraid of people. What they need is a reason to interact, and it has to be a good reason. They don't interact for the sake of interacting. If you want to talk to an introvert, don't worry about being polite. Just stop. And, you know, they talk back. Introverts are rude. Nah, I don't think so. That depends on their upbringing. I mean, anybody can be rude. It's how they were raised. I was talking about that today with my own mother. Oh, yeah, Ma, you out there. I see you online. Happy birthday to you. My mother's birthday. I told everyone at the beginning of the show, and I just see her popped up online. So let me say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday, sweetie. And, yes, she and I were talking today about rude being an upbringing thing. You know, it's how you were raised. So it has nothing to do with you being an introvert. Another myth, introverts don't like people. Well, on the contrary, introverts intensely value the few friends they have. They can count their close friends on one. Oh, yes, I can, one hand. And if you are lucky enough for an introvert to consider you a friend, you probably have a royal ally for life. Once you have earned their respect as being a person of substance, you're in. So, if I invite you to my home, you know you must be good people in my book because I don't invite everybody to my house. It's just not happening. And I like a lot of people, but not everyone do I call a friend. Introverts don't like to go out in public. That's nonsense. Introverts just don't like to go out in public for as long as some people like to be out there. They also like to avoid the complications that are involved in public. You know, public activities. I am not going to any concerts. I am not going to any crowds. Now, I just ordered some, I put my name in to the lottery, the White House lottery, for my grandchildren to go to the Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn. I don't want to be in all that crowd of people, so I know their father's going to take them. If I win the lottery, we got the tickets, I'll go, but I'm standing off to the side somewhere because of the activity. They take in data and experiences very quickly. That's what we do. And as a result, don't need to be there for long to get it. Introverts pretty much like staying at home to recharge, and they process it all in. Okay, because recharging is absolutely crucial for introverts. We got to recharge. Another myth, introverts always want to be alone. I don't think so. I don't always want to be alone. I'm perfectly comfortable with my own thoughts. I think a lot. I daydream a lot. I like doing puzzles. Introverts, they like to have problems at work so they can solve them. So, introverts are weird. Introverts are often individualists. They don't follow the crowd. That's why people think I'm weird. And I've been told that all my life since I was a little girl. I'm weird. They prefer to be valued for their novel ways of living, and that would be most appreciative. Let's see. Myth number 8, introverts are loose nerds. No. Anybody ever meet me, they can tell I am not a nerd. Now, there are some nerds that may be introverts, but come on. They are some deep mental people, those nerds. Introverts don't know how to relax and have fun. Of course we do. We typically relax at home, and we're relaxed in nature, not relaxed in busy places. Introverts are not thrill seekers and adrenaline junkies. If there's too much talking and noise going on, they shut down. Their brains are too sensitive to the neurotransmitter called dopamine. Introverts and extroverts have different dominant neural pathways. Y'all can look that up because I'm not going any further than that. I understand it, and if you desire to understand it, I know you'll go and find a way to look it up. But I'm going to say it one more time. Their brains, introverts, their brains are too sensitive to the neurotransmitter called dopamine. Introverts and extroverts have different dominant neural pathways, okay? And introverts can fix themselves and become extroverts. Let's just say a world without introverts would be a world with few scientists, musicians, artists, poets, filmmakers, doctors, mathematicians, writers, and philosophers. That being said, there are still plenty of techniques an extrovert can learn in order to interact with introverts. So, if you're an introvert, being an introvert, now you know we don't have to talk much about the extroverts because they're out there. This was a conversation for those persons who are considered to be introverts to let you know you're okay, I'm okay, we're okay just the way we are. And don't let people make you feel bad about that. If you can't deal with crowd, if you can't deal with all that energy, it's okay. And if people don't understand that, well, so sorry for them. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. And when you gotta protect yourself, you gotta protect yourself. And you're the best knower of who you are. Okay? So, that's it for introverts. Now, what was the other topic we had? Oh, is our imperfect world created this way so we can fix it and try to create perfection? That's very interesting because, you know, sometimes our imperfect world, we think that the world is crazy around us, and every time we turn around, we're having problems. And we want to know, why is our creator doing this to us? A lot of us, you know, why is our creator doing it? Why me, why me, why me? And then there is the question, why not you? Would you want someone else to have to put up with what you're putting up with? I mean, why not you? This is your thing. This is your creation, okay? So, our imperfect world was created so we could create perfection instead of having it given to us. It's like a big, giant puzzle. My grandson loves playing with puzzles. Now, your creator or source energy created this elaborate painting, and we said, when we saw this painting, wow, what a painting. I want to create one just like that. So, your creator, source energy, made it into a picture puzzle. separating the pieces so we could put it back together. The chaos in our lives, the distance we feel with others and within ourselves is all an illusion. It's like that Star Trek holodeck, you know, computer program. Hello, computer. Only yours is a picture puzzle that you and your designer created for you, took the pieces, and here's your puzzle, because you wanted your perfection. And it's because of the pieces that was created when all the pieces were pulled apart. So you have your creator gave you what you wanted, but took all the pieces apart, all the pieces to your puzzle apart, came to do this. The effort it took to do this was to remove the space. Every time we snap the pieces together, boom, another piece of perfection appears in our lives. So once again, let's say that again. Your world is a picture-perfect puzzle that was popped into a zillion pieces so that you could create your perfection. Imagine if you were 5 years old and someone said, here's a puzzle, it's already put together. Would you enjoy it? I don't think so. The first thing you do is shake it up in the box, creating spaces between the pieces. The more you'd shake it up, the more chaotic it would become. That sound like your life? The more chaotic it would become. Then you dump it all out on the floor and start building the puzzle. That's when the fun would begin. That's what effort's all about. Happiness given to us doesn't feel like happiness. Happiness that we create, now that feels like happiness. Create your happiness this week. Create your certainty. Create your love. If there is pain and struggle in your life, then remind yourself of the picture puzzle. Remember, the light is there, perfect, and that you ask for the sweat on your brow simply so you could feel the satisfaction of being a creator and know that whatever you are struggling with will have a positive result. Okay? So know that your imperfect world can be made perfect as you plug in those pieces to your own perfect puzzle. Oh, this has been good. I feel good. I feel really good. Disclaimer, I don't have your horror to remind me of disclaimer, so I have to remind myself that the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health conditions or treatment. Okay. My board is lit up. Anyone want to talk to me? I sure would love to talk to you before we move into the animals. No, I'm not going to do an animal reading tonight. I'm not going to do that. I've been busy with fairies. I've been reading about fairies. I'm going to tell you, this Doreen Virtue, PhD, she has a fairies one-on-one book, and I've been all into the fairies, y'all. I can't wait till Uhura comes back so we can talk about fairies, and I can talk about mermaids. Oh, you think these are imaginary characters, you know? Well, just like Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, if you don't believe, then guess what? They won't be there for you. But that's another story, and that's another time, and that's a next week thing. We're out there waiting to hear what their zodiac animal is. Let's start with January 20th to February 18th. That's the otter, OTTER. I'll give you one sentence, and then I'll leave you because I'm not going to read everyone's animal and what their animal means. The otter, a little quirky and unorthodox, the otter is a hard one to figure sometimes. That's me, I'm the otter. Okay, February 19th to March 20th, the wolf. Hi, Ma. You're the wolf. Deeply emotional and woefully passionate, the wolf is the lover of the zodiac in both the physical and philosophical sense of the word. Now, I want you to know there may be about 3 paragraphs to each one of these animals. I'm only giving you the first sentence in each animal, so we don't run out of time. March 21st to April 19th. Oh, my gosh, this is my favorite animal, the falcon. I love falcons. A natural-born leader, the falcon can always be looked upon for clear judgment in sticky situations. That's the falcon. 20th, May 20th, the beaver. Take charge, adapt, overcome. This is the beaver motto. May 21st to June 20th, that's deer. D-E-E-R, the deer. This Native American animal symbol is the muse of the zodiac. The deer is inspiringly lively and quick-witted. Remember, there's 3 paragraphs worth of information on this zodiac sign being the deer. June 21st to July 21st. That's the woodpecker. Woodpeckers are usually the most nurturing of all the Native American animal symbols. Okay. We have July 22nd, August 21st. It's the salmon. The fish, salmon. Electric, focused, intuitive, and woolly, creative. The salmon is a real live wire. That's interesting. August 22nd to September 21st, the bear. That's the bear, pragmatic and methodical. The bear is the one to call when a steady hand is needed. It's your bear. September 22nd, October 22nd. That's the raven. The raven, highly enthusiastic and a natural entrepreneur. The crow is quite a charmer. October 23rd, November 22nd. The snake. Most shamans are born under this Native American animal symbol. The snake is a natural in all matters of spirit. That is true. The snake. the snake is symbolic of transmutation, you know. November 23rd, December 21st. That's the owl. The owl, changeable and mutable as the wind. The owl is a tough one to pin down. Say he's warm. Say the owl is warm, natural, warm, natural, with an easygoing nature. Then there's December 22nd to January 19th. And that is the goose. If you want something done, give it to the goose. Persevering, dogged, ambitious to a fault, the goose sets goals for accomplishment and always obtains them. So that's your zodiac animal sign. Oh. Anyone else out there want to talk to me for a little bit? Nope. If you don't, then I guess I'm going to have to read an animal medicine card. Okay, you ready? I'm getting ready to pull. Close the show with one. Okay, when I hear somebody or feel somebody say stop, all the animals to pick, I pick the owl. The owl just jumped right up. If you have pulled the owl card, you are being asked to use your powers of keen, silent observation to intuit some life situation. Owl is befriending you and aiding you in seeing the total truth. Owl can bring you messages in the night through dreams or meditation. Pay attention to the signals and omens. The truth always brings forth enlightenment. That's your message from Owl. That's everyone that's listening. The Owl. So, I guess we're coming to a close. The Blog Talk Radio's Inside Matters Talk. I can talk on and on and on. But I definitely need someone to kind of call in and talk to me. That would help me talk some more. Or I'm just going to have to go and get some water and see what to do with myself. You see, when you don't have a co-host, what happens is you leave airspace out there when you need to take a sip of water or when you need to clear your throat. But that's okay. I'm sure you'll understand. And Yahura will be back. She'll be back on the 15th, I'm hoping, because I sure do miss her. And I don't have anything else to chat about. And I hear that little doggy downstairs just barking away. So on that note, I'm going to have to say good night to everyone. I'm glad you were here with me. I needed the company. This introvert loves doing this because I get to see all of this board lit up and see all of these lights twinkling in front of me. And I know you're out there, and it makes me feel good that you want to listen to what I'd like to share. And remember, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's about your feelings. It's about your love. It's about your life. It's about what you want. It's about what you want to give. And it's just about being peaceful and happy. So on that note, I want to say good night, and you all take care. And let's hear a little bit of Space Soldiers. Thank you to the caller. Thank you for your energy.
Thank you.